Are any there as good as advertised? I know you guys probably could have played better, but.
Yeah, we didn't play very well, but I give, and we weren't the smartest team that we have together at this point, but they were very good. They made shots when they had to. They were relentless on the defensive end. We had good looks at times, didn't make them, and if we're going to win this game, we got to make, obviously, every open look that we have. So, but a really good basketball team, well-coached, and really deep, talented and deep. It's a tough combination.
Coach, might that be as good a team as you've ever coached against?
Right up there. I can't think. It wasn't something I was sitting in my office right now thinking about. All right, who's been as good? But they are really talented, and they don't have any weaknesses. You know, they're good from the perimeter. They're tough inside. They're long. They're very aggressive. Just and a very good basketball team tonight, and they played like they're the number one team in the country.
Did they force you in the shots that you want to take? Right?
Probably. I think sometimes that happens. I think some of our guys, we shot too quickly a few times in the first half. I thought there was a couple of plays that we needed to make that we didn't. I think it was a four-point game at one point. It was like 7 minutes to go, and I think Ryan Brooks made a turnover there. He drove it late in the shot clock, made a turnover, and they ran it down. And Morningstar hits a three, and it just kind of got away from us at that point.
And Aldridge with his wingspan, not just height, but size.
Yeah.
Do you game plan against him differently than you game plan against other big men? How does he?
Well, we certainly talked about it, that his shot blocking and his shot changing is critical to trying to beat Kansas. And we attacked him a few times when we shouldn't have. We got tentative at other times when we probably need to be more aggressive, but he presents a tremendous challenge in there. And I thought Lavoie did a decent job on scoring it a couple of times. I thought he had the one time where he probably should have made the layup and hopefully get fouled, and maybe we get a 3-point play instead. We only get one. Those things kind of hurt you. So you have to take advantage of every opportunity against a team like this. But certainly, Aldridge, he's a terrific player. For us, yeah, I think that we're good defensively when we're smart offensively, and I don't think we were very intelligent offensively today. And when we can make shots, we can set our defense. And again, a team like this, we talked about this. If they get out in transition and run the ball at us, they're terrific in transition. We just gave them too many easy baskets in transition, in particular in the first half, and that they really set the tone for that.
Did you realize 4 or 5 years ago that the Morris twins were going to play that high-level basketball for this high-level team?
They're really good basketball players. I mean, obviously, they're talented. They're long. They're athletic. But they're good basketball players. I think their basketball IQ is terrific. And it seems like they bought into everything that Coach Self wants them to do. They're not worried about their minutes. They're not worried about anything other than helping Kansas be the best team. So that's the biggest compliment. I would compliment them on their skills and their abilities, but I would compliment them more on their approach to the game and how smart they are as basketball players and how much they are team guys as well.
Coach, once you got down by, you know, a substantial margin, were you just trying to, like, find different players off the bench maybe could give you a boost? And also, can you talk about what happened there with Craig Williams?
Well, it looked like we threw the ball to him. It scraped off his face. And it went into the backcourt, and I said, well, what are you doing? You know, you got to run after the ball. And he said he couldn't find it. Well, I found it. I saw where it went, and I was going to try to help him with it, but I was not permitted to do so. So that's all. It was just one of those things. He gave me an answer that he thought was going to be correct, and I thought it was incorrect, and we moved on. That's no big deal. But he didn't. You know, it was a – I thought a pretty easy play to make, just run back on defense. Not that he was going to catch the guy to prevent the layup, but just make the effort.
Yes, a relatively quick turnaround to St. Joe's. Have another big game coming up to both
yeah.
these guys.
You know, there's many ways you can look at this, and for us, this may be the best thing that happened to us to play this quality of team, and it lets us know how hard we have to work. And now this next week, we're gonna split them up in weeks. Now we have two terrific games for us to play: one here against St. Joe's, one at Rhode Island next Sunday. So we'll have to be ready to go. And then the next week we'll be at Penn, and we'll be home against UMass. So we'll just split them up that way. We don't have a lot of turnaround time. We'll watch this film, though. We'll watch every single play of the game. And we'll learn. That's all. I hope we'll learn. We'll lift some weights, and we won't do anything on the court, but we'll watch every play of the game and see if we can't get better as a team.
Do you always do that after every offseason?
Yeah, I'm probably that way. I don't think we've watched a lot of film of our wins this last stretch of games where we've been lucky enough to win games. We haven't watched a lot of our performance. We've watched all of the team coming up. We'll do both. Tomorrow we'll watch all of the Kansas stuff and learn as best we can. And the first thing Monday morning when we get these guys, we'll start concentrating our efforts on St. Joe's and let's see if we can't get better as a team.
Thank